I participate in a monastery to be a monk. I participate in a monastery to be a monk, obviously. I participate in wholeness to be whole. I participate in happiness to be happy. To accomplish any goal in life, I participate in that activity. I may never have played the piano before in my life, and yet I sit down and touch the keys and make them bring up music to me. Now, that music I have never played before, and yet I'm playing it for the first time as I sit there at the piano and play the little notes that I'm playing. And little by little, as I participate in this, as I practice it, as I am part of it, I have that experience of playing on the piano. Now, I participate in a monastery to be a monk. Now, what does the monastery require of me? The monastery requires of me that I do the things that it is. I take time to meditate, and it's a good amount of time. I take time to be peace. I take time to be love. I take time to enjoy life and enjoy all the things. But I also take time to do the things that must be done around a monastery. The monastery must have people to prepare the food, to take care of the dishes, to take care of all the details. And these are things that you do when you're a monk in a monastery. Now, some people think that they're not a monk in a monastery and they don't have to do the dishes and they don't have to participate in this. They're just visiting a monastery. Well, even if you just visit the monastery, if you walk upon the monastery grounds, the first thing you do is you consider meditation. You consider quietness. You consider peace. You consider a gentleness. When you walk upon the monastery grounds, you think all is in perfect divine order. All your worries and all your concerns you leave on the outside. Because in the monastery, in this divinity, you live in peace. You live in gentleness. You live in love. And as you live in this peace, gentleness, and love, you see others are doing the same thing. You see others are participating in that same way, but that's not for you. What others do is not for you. It's what you do that's for you. How you live your life, how you participate in being a member of a monastery. What does it mean to you to be in a monastery? Well, then, that's what you do and every time you enter a monastery. What does it mean to you when you enter a school? You're going to be educated. What does it mean when you enter a home? You're entering into a castle that is the private, wonderful place of this family. When you enter a church, you enter that sanctuary. No matter what type of church it may be, they have a sanctuary. They have a place where they sit and do their prayer work and do their meditation and do their songs and do their worship. Now, if you want to be a monk, just for a moment, if you want to be a person who goes into a home just for a moment, a member of that family just for a moment, you are a member of that family just for a moment. You don't go into that family and pretend that you're not important in that family. You don't go in that family and act up in a way that is inconsistent with that home. You go in that family and you act up in a way that is consistent with that home, which is consistent with that family, with how they live their life and how they think their thought and how they act in every beautiful way. Because this is what it's all about. This is what you are all about, and this is what I'm all about. We live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, because that's who we are. Now, if I want to be whole, if I want to have wholeness in my mind and my body and my spirit, I act wholeness. I am whole. I don't look at my curses, I look at my blessings. I don't look at my infractions, I look at my blessings in every possible way. I look at my beautiful eyes, my beautiful nose, my beautiful hair, my beautiful body, my beautiful soul, my beautiful being. That's who I look at. And as I look at that, then I am participating in wholeness. And when I participate in wholeness, I enjoy every with wholeness. I enjoy all the delight that wholeness has to be. Because that's what life is. It's whatever I participate in, whatever I think about, whatever I delight in, whatever I participate in, that's what life is for me. What is happiness for me? Happiness is what I participate in. I look around me at the world and I see everyone living in my unconditional love that I'm showering out into the world. And as I see them listening to my unconditional love and dwelling in my unconditional love, they are enjoying the wholeness that they are. They enjoy the happiness they are. They're enjoying the beingness that they are. And how grand that is. How grand that is to be what I am. It doesn't really matter one little bit what other people are doing, what the world is saying, how people are acting in the world. If I am in this world and I bring my happiness into the world, then all the world is happy indeed. All the world is wonderful. All the world is fantastic. All the world is but a reflection of who and what I am. And who and what I am is a very spectacular experience for me and for everyone in my world. For my world is happiness. My world is joy. My world is peace. My world is love. My world is light. My world is delight. To be happy means that I look for the joyous things in life. I look for the smiley things in life. And I put a smile on my face as I look. And of course, with a smile on my face, everything I see is happy. Everything I see is fantastic. Everything I see is glorious. When I look at all the world, I see everything in the world super fantastic, wonderful. Because that's who I am. I participate in a monastery. What do? I'm a monk. I am acting as a monk. I participate in wholeness, and I act in wholeness. I participate in happiness, and I act happy. And as I act happy, and as I am happy, and as I live happy, as I live wholeness, as I live the monastery life, as I live any type of an experience, no matter what house I go into, whatever that house is, that's who I am when I enter that house. When I enter that family, when I enter that sanctuary, when I enter that office building, wherever I am, it is that wonderful, fantastic, magnificent experience of wholeness, of beauty, of goodness, of who I am. And I love it with all my heart and soul and being. And I just remember, I participate in it. And when I participate in anything, it is mine. So today I participate in all good, and it is mine. Now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.